It's December 31st, if you hadn't noticed. Tomorrow starts a new year, and this happens to be the biggest day of the year for online giving. Big week for charities. Stacey Palmer is the editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy. She joins us from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning.
I would assume that the reason this is the biggest day for online giving is because people are trying to get that gift in so it will be reflected in their taxes. Is that right?
That one reason is the tax deduction, but also people are giving much later. They seem to be procrastinating a lot on their giving, and I think that's related to the economy as well.
Okay, it's not just a bleed over from holiday generosity.
It certainly is. The holiday spirit is something that, you know, people are with family, they're thinking about other needy people, and so that is a big reason that people are thinking about their charitable giving, and that tax deadline is also helpful.
You know, it's funny because at the down to the wire, charities who are kind of looking back at 2009 to see whether they had a good or a bad year, there's actually this last minute bump that could turn this from a relatively mediocre year for charitable giving and turn it into a good year, right?
Absolutely. Today is one of those real nail-biter days in a lot of charity offices. They're hoping that people will give very generously because so far it's been pretty sluggish, and many groups are really depending on those last-minute gifts to make their year.
And I'm wondering how much of a bump can it be? Online giving is a little bit counterintuitive. We hear all these stories about how people are shopping more and more and more online, and yet with online giving, they don't. It's a fraction of what they do in terms of real money. In other words, they give about $300 billion every year in the traditional way, with a check or a cash in a Salvation Army red bucket, but only $4 billion online.
The amounts that people give online are growing, but they have been really slow. And sometimes people will look at a charity website and still send in a check. They feel more comfortable doing it that way rather than giving online. So I think as we see shopping taking off more, we'll see charitable giving more. But right now, people aren't entirely comfortable doing it that way, so they give in a lot of other ways. But the internet is still a really important way that they think about where they're going to give.
Okay, well, let's talk to somebody who's making a bet that it is going to grow online, and that's Dayan Vitanev. He's a CEO of the website myphilanthropy.org. Dayan, your site is a kind of hub for online giving?
That's right. At Philanthropedia, we compile expert opinion from foundation professionals, academics, nonprofit executives in order to highlight and recommend a few nonprofits in different social causes, nonprofits that people can trust and confidently give to.
Now, your site is only 6 weeks old. It sounds to me like you're agreeing with Stacey that online giving is really going to grow in the future. What gives you that idea?
Well, I just think it's a better way to give in many respects. For example, the transaction costs associated with online giving are much lower, and as a result, it really makes sense to gradually convert people to give online. Of course, it takes time, but in many respects, it's simply superior to writing a check. For example, donors can be much better engaged and informed about the progress that an organization is making online.
But Stacey, people still have to make sure that they're reading the fine print and giving to charities where the amount of money that they're giving is going to end up doing some good and is effective.
Absolutely. You want to do your homework before you give. And one of the things that you have to be especially careful is to make sure that you're giving to a legitimate charity and one that's really doing what you want to support.
And one thing that you've pointed out that I wanted to get to before we let you go is texting online. I mean, not online giving, but texting donations, small donations through your phone.
Absolutely. It's a really easy way to give, and it's recently become a lot cheaper, so a lot more of that donation, if you give $5 through a text message, actually goes to the charity. So that's why you're going to get a lot more promotions, and people will be giving that way. So hopefully that will increase giving. It's a small amount for each donor, but that adds up for the charity in a big way.
And the way it works is they use this on This American Life and for public radio as well. They say they give you a code, and you put that code in, and then $5 donation is going to appear in your cell phone bill, right?
Exactly. So it's very simple. That's all you have to do is punch in the code, and then you're done.
Well, that's an easy way to give. Stacey Palmer, editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy, and Dayan Vitanev is the CEO of the new site, myphilanthropy.org. This is the biggest online giving day, and if you are going to give, there's no more time left. It's time to give today. Thanks both for talking today.
I'm going to be texting something at 11:58 tonight. What? Texting some donations.
Are you?
Just to get it in under the wire. Because I'm a procrastinator by nature, Celeste.
It sounds like you are planning to procrastinate, though, so that's a little odd.
I'm organized, but I'm given to procrastination, so I plan on it. You're right. Hey, by the way, today is the last day of the aughts. We've been saying this all morning. It's kind of hard to believe, really.
It
we're
is.
At the end of it 2009.
Is.
Here at The Takeaway, we want to know what you're going to be doing after the champagne and the boiled cabbage and the various celebrations. What are you going to do differently in the new year? I'm going to try to eat less fast food. That's
right.
My 2010 one. I'm also going to try to not leave my cell phone in taxi cabs like I did last night.
You left your cell phone?
If
your
you are
iPhone?
In a New York City taxi cab right now, look around for an iPhone. It's very new. Has a picture of my daughter as a screensaver. I would like it back.
Is that the picture of your daughter sticking her tongue out?
That's the one.
Okay.
If you find that iPhone right now, it's mine.
Well, Judy wrote us an email. She says she resolves to waste less gas, observe the speed limit, and park in the first spot we find and walk a few more steps.
Good for her.
Yeah, that's
pretty good. If you want to put your take in, give us a call, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or of course you can send us an email, mytake@thetakeaway.org. If you missed anything that we've done here on The Takeaway, of course you can get our podcast to go. Subscribe now at thetakeaway.org or use iTunes. Here is your takeaway.
The failure of imagination, the failure to connect the dots, the same phrases that we heard after 9/11, they're coming up again because the system has had a very similar type of failure. And so clearly all the problems have not been fixed.
That's New York Times reporter Eric Lipton talking about 9 years after the 9/11 attacks. We've still got big problems. And that's it for this hour.
I'm Celeste Headlin.
I'm Luke Burbank. This is The Takeaway.